Hey y'all, my name is Heather Holt and I graduated from UNC in 2007 with a degree in sports administration and a second major in English. I also have a master's of teaching degree from UNC, which I earned in 2008. I'm from Graham, North Carolina, a small town about 30 minutes from Chapel Hill, and I still live there today. And as of March 2022, I am the administrative assistant for football operations at UNC, which is my absolute dream job, but the path back to Chapel Hill after graduation wasn't exactly a traditional one. During my time as a student, I was really trying to figure out what career path I wanted to take, but I knew I wanted it to be something in sports. And at the time, Carolina offered an undergraduate athletic training program, so I spent my 100 volunteer hours in Fetzer Gym, and I worked with the men's lacrosse team, but I also had the opportunity to work in the football office as a student office assistant, which back then were called the Carolina Blues. And we would help with prospective student athletes on game days, but we also spent significant amounts of time in the office assigned to a coach or a position group, and we helped complete the day-to-day office tasks and game prep during the week. I felt like this was home, which makes sense because for 31 years, my mom was the sports medicine secretary at Campus Health, and I had quite literally grown up in the shadow of the bell tower. My dad would pick me up from school and drop me off with my mom most afternoons on his way to work the sports news desk at the Durham Herald Sun. So when I tell you all that I'm born and bred, you really can't get more Tar Heel born than me. I remember seeing Eric Montross, shout out Big Grits, and Dante Calabria, hanging out with Jason Capel, and even going to injury check with Julius Peppers the Sunday morning after I dislocated my knee trying out for the middle school dance team. The doctors and the trainers and the athletes at sports medicine were my mom's work family, so I knew I wanted them to be my family one day too. And when I graduated undergrad in 2007, I took the GRE and I applied for two professional programs, both at UNC. One was the sports administration program and the other master's of teaching. I prayed about it and was given peace that wherever God wanted me to be, that's where I'd end up. I was admitted to the MAT, but not sports administration, and as long as that meant extending my stay in Blue Heaven, I was totally fine with it. I did my student teaching at Orange High School, which was a lot like my alma mater of Southern Alamance. And when I earned my degree, I returned home to teach high school English at Southern for the next 14 years. It was a really surreal experience to teach and work with colleagues who had once taught me, but over time, I guess I forgot what it was like to be a student there because I was so involved in my role as a teacher. I coached cheerleading for a few years and taught honors and AP level English classes. I worked with student council and FCA, but I never lost my desire to work in sports. I became the co-director of the High School Athletic Association's Student Athlete Summer Institute program, which is an overnight camp we hosted at Elon University for students from about 30 North Carolina counties to come and learn leadership skills that they then took back to their home schools and implemented in action plans. Lots of those action plans included safe school initiatives, dream team programs, and education programs for their peers on how to create a better school community and atmosphere at their home schools. It was definitely a lot of work, and I could not have done it without a lot of support from the NCHSAA and my co-director and friend, Rachel Davis. But the desire to get back to Chapel Hill burned and lingered throughout my time in the classroom. With my mom's connections, I was still attending football and basketball, baseball games whenever I could. I emailed my old contacts from the football office from time to time just so they wouldn't forget I was still out there and wanting to come home. And after a few years, a job finally opened up, the recruiting secretary. The wonderful administrative assistant who had been in charge of the student office assistants when I was there was retiring, and this was my chance. I applied. I was called in for an interview. I even got to meet Larry Fedora, and I was so confident that I had the job, and I did not get it. Crushed is an understatement. I imagine it's what all those Duke fans felt like last March at Cameron Indoor. You're so sure you have it in the bag. You've already printed the t-shirts and invited the whole world to watch, and you ultimately end up taking that L. Okay, maybe that's a little bit dramatic, but it's definitely how it felt. So I continued to teach, but I was holding my breath until I had another chance. And finally, in February of this year, 2022, my mom, who was still working part-time at SportsMed, told me she'd heard that there was another job available and encouraged me to apply. So I struck out on faith. I sent in my resume and my expertly worded cover letter to Corey Holiday, who by this time is probably laughing out loud when he saw my name on yet another application, and was contacted for a Zoom interview in late February. I donned all my baby blue. I changed the background of my Zoom picture to that of the stadium, and I even dug out my old name tag. And when I finally clicked on the screen, I think I said something like, "I can really see myself at UNC football, can't you?" Talk about a facepalm moment. But it must have worked, y'all, because after a few days, I had another Zoom interview with Coach Brown. And here I sit, almost 7 months to the day after I started at the end of March, now with a new title. I'm no longer Miss Holt, English teacher, but Heather, UNC Football Operations Administrative Assistant. So when people ask me what I do all day, I tell them a little bit of everything except coaching and recruiting. I'm an office manager of sorts. I am in charge of ordering all of our supplies and keeping things stocked for our staff to use on a daily basis. I'm also a ticket and credentials expert now because I'm in charge of making sure our staff and football families have the access they need on game days. I help with events like the high school coaches clinic in the spring and our summer prospect camps. I plan banquets and dinners and lunches. I help with some travel duties and some financial responsibilities, literally anything you could think of and probably some things that you couldn't. But what's really cool and kind of a full circle moment for me is that I finally understand what our coaches and student athletes and other notable alums mean when they talk about Carolina family. It's really not just a catchphrase to throw out to the media. It is a true mentality around here. Coach Brown told me in my Zoom interview he wanted us to have fun and win football games. And if I can help do that, he hopes being there never feels like work because we're having too much fun. He's probably one of the kindest, most genuine people I have ever met because not only is he a heck of a coach, but he sincerely cares about the people in our program from the QB1 all the way down to me. He stresses the importance of taking care of our football family and is leading by example, teaching these guys how to be compassionate and productive members of our school community and society as a whole, as well as how to win games. He hires people who have a passion for football and for Carolina, and I'd like to think he saw that I am born, bred, and dead Carolina. My first week of work was the week leading up to the Final Four this year. And when he introduced me to some of the other coaches, he said, "This is Heather. And if you follow her on Twitter, you'll know she hates Duke." And I think that pretty much qualifies me to be in the building right there. I consider myself richly blessed to be able to come to a place of work that feels like home every day and work with such incredibly kind and talented individuals. Not only am I able to meet and build relationship with some of the top student athletes in the country, but I get to work for some of the best who have ever played or coached the game. I mean, I'm talking folks like Natron Means, Dre Bly, Corey Holiday, of course, Coach Brown. The talent in our video and creative services department is unparalleled. Our strength, medical, and nutrition staff are top-notch individuals who lead in their fields. Our equipment staff are the hardest working individuals that I know. The recruiting department has made some big time moves, and this incoming Jordan class is topping the ranking charts. And now they're all my Carolina family. When we kicked off this academic year with a huge staff meeting in the Blue Zone back in August, anyone who was new had to introduce ourselves to the group. So there were probably over 100 of us, and Jones Angel had hosted the event and told us we had to give our name, our hometown, department, where we're working now, and an interesting fact. So I told them that this staff meeting bit the heck out of any other that I had been a part of as a teacher, because now I was staff with people like Coach Davis and Coach Brown, as well as Sean May and Jackie Manuel and Anson Dorrance and Courtney Banghart, and just the list goes on and on, y'all. I fangirled all over that place that day, and honestly, I hope I never lose that. My path to UNC football and this dream job was not conventional, but I'm so thankful for the opportunities I had during my undergraduate experience and those that the NCHSAA and teaching at Southern Alamance gave me to stay involved in athletics so that now I'm able to work in Blue Heaven every day. If you're currently a UNC student who wants to get involved in the football program, my best advice is to apply in the spring or summer to be a student office assistant with Alex White, who's our phenomenal director of recruiting and a fellow UNC grad, or reach out to our equipment program to have a chance to become a manager. I'm sure there are a ton of volunteer opportunities with other athletics groups on campus as well, but if you have strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills, they're going to be a huge benefit for any career, especially in sports. Thanks so much for listening, y'all. I've always wanted to say this last part, so I hope you don't mind me indulging a bit, but I'm Heather Holt, and I'm a Tar Heel. Go Heels! I'll see y'all in Keenan Stadium.